smarter, quieter, safer. Garage doors redefined. Discover more at 4ddoors.com.au. Kogan credit cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards, and complimentary Kogan First membership.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Great to have you with us on this special day, Freedom Day, part Freedom Day here in Melbourne. I was driving in Wisby, I saw this line. I saw a line that went for about 1.5 kilometres. I thought, hello.
What's going on here?
Some people lining up to get a haircut. And as I got closer, they were lining up for Chemist Warehouse.
Were they really?
They were lining up for...
Could you smell them? Did you wind down the window and take a whiff?
No, I couldn't because they were waiting to get the whiff of SW23. That's what the queue was all about. We're talking about Shane Warne's new fragrance, which is a bestseller and smashing records. And he joins us, the man himself, live from the UK. Warney, welcome.
Yeah, g'day, Gaz. G'day, Tim. How are we, guys?
Oh, mate, you've never seen two men more excited about the fact that we can go into a coffee shop and sit down and have a toasted sandwich now. It's been a while. What's it like over there?
Yeah, it's been pretty good. I'm excited for all my fellow Victorians and you guys back there. It's exciting times, and it's nice to see the Victoria starting to open up, and hopefully we can get back to some sort of, the new normal pretty soon.
Hey, Warney, Gary unwrapped the SW23 Sport this morning, sprayed it liberally on himself. He's been loving himself sick ever since. It's had the effect.
It works.
It works.
Hey, I'm sure the studio is smelling well today.
People keep coming around.
With the feedback, we've had some great feedback from it. The first one last year, it was really successful, sold out many times over. And this year, SW Sport, the 23 Sport's going really well too. So we're really excited.
Now, how long did you spend in the lab putting this together?
A fair while. Is that the process is pretty long. So before we did our first fragrance last year, I had about 12 different samples from all the different fragrances I liked.
Yep.
They then sent them all to me and I wore them for a little bit of time. I said, yeah, I don't like that. I like that. Mm. So then we came up with the ones we liked. Then we came up with the packaging and the bottle. So it takes about 6 months, the whole process, but we're really proud of what we've been able to achieve.
Exclusive to Chemist Warehouse, $49.99. You can get it online as well, www.chemistwarehouse.com.au. I know how seriously you take this. I mean, this is not tongue-in-cheek at all. You invested a lot of time into this.
Yeah, I have actually. It's like I've never really understood. You know, normally we walk through Chemist Warehouse, we go, oh, that smells nice, or someone says, oh, that's a good fragrance. But to actually understand how it all works, to work out what's in each fragrance, why it lasts so long, and to actually understand that process and how it all works was quite exciting, because always nice to learn something new. So I'm really excited by this, and it's been great fun.
Are you going to produce one of these each year? Is that the plan?
Well, if you guys keep buying them and everyone keeps buying them, hopefully I can still get a gig with the people at Chemist Warehouse. We can keep doing it.
Oh, well, they're very happy with
Mario's
you.
Mario's very happy with it, Warney. Don't you worry about that. Did you take a caseload over to the UK for Vorney and all your crew over there?
Yes, I have had some sent over here, which some of the guys have got. And I tell you what, as I said, it works.
I prefer what you. I prefer what you nearly said.
Well, you know, it's very good, thank you, Tim.
Yes, okay, it's very popular. It will Beefy Botham will be out here for the summer. Will he be wearing that when he arrives in the country? Do you think?
Well, his lordship.
Oh yes,
he can actually do whatever he wants to do. I mean, he just glides these days. You know, we've got to bow to him and all sorts of things. So we'll have to hopefully bring him down a peg or two when the Ashes start.
I think we've got to call him Baron now.
Well, yeah, he is. He's and he's also, I think, the trade minister or something as well.
He is.
What can't he do, the big man?
Have you been working on the 100, the new series? What have you been doing over there?
Yeah, I've been working for Sky. This is my 12th year with Sky Sports over here doing the commentary. And I was head coach for the first time of a team in the new 100 competition, which was fantastic, actually. It was really well received by all the boys and girls and families, packed houses on a Monday, Tuesday, all through the week and on the weekend all around the country. So it was pretty exciting to see a new format. I think, you know, when the new format came out, we all sort of said, hang on a minute, we've got T20, 50 over, test cricket. It was sort of like, do we really need this? But having seen it and thinking back to when T20 started, we thought, oh, do we really need this? And now have a look at T20, it's huge. So I think this will really take off. I think a lot of other countries like Australia will pick this up as well. Having 1 year, I think they'll be better for the run. And some of the rules that they came up with, I thought was fantastic, where a bowler can bowl back-to-back overs. There was restraints and restrictions if you didn't, penalties for if you didn't bowl your overs in time. And one really good one was, say, you know, you and I are batting, Gaz, and I hit it up in the air and we cross over, but I get out. The new batsman always has to take strike.
Right.
So there's a real interesting, you can really squeeze the opposition on the new batsman. So there was a lot of tactical stuff with it, and it was great fun.
And did the crowd, when you're talking crowds, like were they big crowds?
Sold out.
Really?
Yeah, sold out. Just about every game was sold out.
Wow.
And the women's game was huge as well. So they played before the men's game, and that was the first time the women had really played in front of packed houses every single night for a month. So it was, yeah, they were the huge winner as well.
Sensational. Well, now we're turning our mind to the T20 World Cup, of course, which kicks off, I think, Saturday night. It might be our first game. A lot of debate over here. Davey Warner's had a couple of nightmarish practice matches, debate about whether he plays or not. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, I've been been looking at all that sort of stuff. Look, to me, Davey Warner's a class act. So he's had a couple of poor performances or hasn't really got a score. Coming into the tournament, hasn't really played much cricket, so he's a bit out of form. But I think he's this type of guy that, you know, rises to the big occasion. And, you know, the old saying, you know, so I know it's a cliche, but class is permanent and form is temporary. But that, I really think that's the case with David. I just think he's so dynamic. And if he's on song, I think the first couple of games are really important. If he gets away, he could be one of the players of the tournament. He could be absolutely firing. So, yeah, for me, he plays, absolutely no doubt, in those first few games. He plays and hopefully finds his touch.
What do you think of the Australians going into this T20 World Cup? Because we haven't had a lot of success in this format in recent times. Is there something that we're missing? Is there some part of our game, our team, that you have identified that we miss?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's we haven't, I think for when it first started, we didn't really take it seriously enough. And I think as it's gone on, we've just tried to understand how it works. And we haven't quite got it right. I don't think we've really picked the right side. We've sort of picked players that play in test matches and one days, well, let's just play them in the 20 over. It's a real specific roles. And I think the real key, like in any sport, and if you want to win, it's about knowing your role. It's not about being, you know, man of the match every time and everyone trying to be that. Someone getting 15 off four balls at the end of an innings to give you an above par score is really important. Someone that might not take a wicket but bowls a really good over at a crucial time. So it's about knowing your role, that catch, that run out, that one little thing where you work together as a team. And the other thing is with T20, it's not all about fours and sixes, as much as we all like to see that. If you get your mind ticking over and you get busy and you're getting singles and you're pushing hard for twos, and it's not because it's not a two doesn't sound much, but if you get a few twos in a row, it's not being fast between wickets. It's actually being a good judge of a run, how hard to hit the ball into the gap. So it's a real skill to get a two. You don't just hit it and, oh, there's two there, I'll run for it. You can really place it and you can manipulate the field. So I think tactically and strategically, we haven't quite got it right. We've just gone out to try and hit fours and sixes all the time. So I think we're in good shape for this T20 World Cup, which, as you said, starts Saturday. And maybe the secret ingredient is we need to send them a bit of SW23 sport so they can smell nice out on the pitch.
We don't want the New Zealanders. We don't want the New Zealanders to get a case of SW23 because that might cause all sorts of issues. Hey, you go quickly. I know you're pushed for time. The Ashes, is it causing much debate, much interest over there? I mean, there was talk about whether they would or wouldn't. Joe Root seems to have got on the front foot and made sure that it's going to happen. What are they saying about the squad that they're sent over?
Yeah, it's. The Ashes has already started a long time ago and a long way out. Even though the World Cup was lead up to the World Cup, it was all still about the Ashes. it's great. I thought Joe Root showed some real leadership, saying this is the Ashes. You can't pick and choose your tournaments. This is the Ashes, and I'm going as captain, and I want you all to come with me, and I want to be there and send our best possible team available. And to everyone at England's credit, they've said, yep, we're in. And so they've been able to pick their best team available. Losing Archer to injury was a huge loss, because he would have bowled beautifully in Australia. And then Ben Stokes. But there's talk that Ben Stokes might be a late inclusion. He's just been had another op a few days ago on his finger, and he's back in the net. So I think a lot of the England fans are excited, but I wasn't that excited to see Ben Stokes getting right, because he's a good player.
Yeah, he is.
But look, I think, like any time, you know, any Ashes battle, it bring, no matter how bad Australia are or bad England are, it always brings out the best in both teams. And I think we're going for an absolute beauty. And we need it.
Yep.
You know, after what's been happening in the world, and especially in Australia, to see the Ashes back on is going to put a lot of smiles on people's faces. So, you know, bring it on.
Will you be back here for the summer?
Of course.
Yeah, I'm back in a couple of weeks now, as soon as we're allowed back in the country with no quarantine. So I think it's November the 1st or 2nd. I'll hopefully be back in town then, and we start to get into the build-up to the Ashes.
Magnificent.
Hey, Warnie, thanks for joining us, mate. We really appreciate it. Look forward to catching up with you when you do get back in town. And SW23 Sport, exclusive to Chemist Warehouse, www.chemistwarehouse.com.au. Get on board, and it's a magnificent scent.
Thanks, Gaz. Thanks, Tim.
Shane Warne.
On your Warnie.
The man joining us live from the UK. Can't wait for that Ashes series. I know the T20 World Cup's coming up, and that'll be great. Starts exclusively to Fox Cricket and available on KO this weekend. But all the Ashes, looking forward to that. Hey, breaking news. Ben Simmons has turned up to the 76ers practice again today.
And?
Didn't participate.
Why?
Sore back.